So, what is really important about this story? It's not that Luke used the word man and Mark and Matthew used the word son or child, actually. Neuter word means child. What are the really important things in that story? Those are the things we want to get. Those are the things we want to learn. The first important thing is that Jesus' hometown was Capernaum. Now that's important because you have to ask the question, why? I thought his hometown was Nazareth. His hometown wasn't Nazareth because they wanted to kill him after his first sermon. Took him out to the brow of the hill to throw him off the hill and kill him. But God helped him get away. And he went down to Capernaum, and that's his hometown now. So the people in Capernaum aren't after him to kill him yet. They're very excited, as a matter of fact, and that's the second thing. People in Capernaum are crowding around his house. Mark has a scripture somewhere in his gospel that says, the common people heard him gladly. So the people in Capernaum, some of them anyway, enough of them to get so crowded around the house that a sick person couldn't get in to be healed. But that's not all. The religious leaders, rabbis, scribes, Pharisees, they were all in the house listening to Jesus teach. They were attracted to Jesus. So Jesus has a pretty wide following. That he doesn't conduct himself the way they think he ought to all the time. He doesn't say what they think is true. So he gradually weans them away as time goes by. A group leaves here, a group is offended there. In this scene, he offends this group of scribes and Pharisees who have come there to sit in his home and listen to him teach. But he offends them because of one reason. We'll get to that in a minute. Well, you know, think about this now. Those scribes and Pharisees had come from all the villages, hamlets, cities, even Jerusalem. They had inconvenienced themselves to get close to Jesus. They had traveled pretty good ways. It's not easy traveling back then. Everybody walked or rode a mule. That terrain's not easy to traverse. So they paid a price to get there. They were genuinely interested in what they had heard about him. And Jesus was pleased that they were there enough to teach him. And he was also pleased when he was standing up teaching or sitting down, however he was doing, and particles started falling down from the ceiling on his head and on the people crowded around him. Okay, now, you know, it says, and they opened up the roof and then they lowered him down. Now, that did not take place in 30 seconds. These people were down there below with stuff falling in their eyes. And the hole, somebody gets a hole and looks in, they're over to the left, Ralph. I mean, all this is going on. This is not a movie theater where everybody's sitting silently. Well, this is something happening in Jesus' house. This is a house he owns. Luke is the one that tells us that it was covered with tiles. So they're taking the tiles off the house. And they're finding the spot where they could come and set the guy down right in front of Jesus. That's what it says that they originally wanted to do. They wanted to come and set him in front of Jesus, but they couldn't get in. So they climb up on top of the house, and they didn't have A-frames. They were flat roofs. And they started tearing up the roof to lower this thing down. How big a hole would you have to make? I mean, minimum 6x3, but I guess they're small. Something like that. Yeah, 2.5, 3 feet. Get him through there. But then they had to lower him down. They had to have ropes. You think they came prepared with ropes? They came to go in the front door. They had to go get ropes. They had to find ropes. Tie it to the four corners of the pallet or around somehow or another and lower the paralyzed guy down through the hole. Meantime, Jesus is down there watching them, and the scribes and Pharisees and the rest are sitting there, and Jesus is tickled to death to have his roof torn up because he saw their faith. That's what he was looking at. He was thinking, those people really believe I'm going to be able to heal this guy. They really believe that.